Dis 9:31, jy is ingeskakel op hierdie pragtige dinsdagoggend saam met my Michelle en ek hou jou geselskap tot en met 12:00 vandag. Maar nou eers is ek weer baie bevoorreg, want ek het 'n vrou hier voor my, kyk hier, vele talente. Charmaine Creer, goeiemôre, hoe gaan met jou? Welkom terug.
Goeiemôre Michelle, goeiemôre luisteraars, is vir my 'n voorreg om weer vandag by julle te wees en te kuier.
Luister hier, ons het so 'n bietjie gesels van die lug af, maar ek haal my hoed af vir die vrou. Sy is so geseend met al die talente en is so goed dat jy woeker met al die talente. So, vanoggend gaan ek gaan 'n bietjie met jou gesels, Charmaine. As we conclude International Women's Month, we recently learned that you do not only do art murals at the age of 60, but you are also involved in GBV and youth project within the Stellenbosch communities as a GBV and cancer survivor. But how do you manage to do all of this and at the same time completed a short course in coaching 100 days challenge teams at the Northwest University?
Wow. Yeah, that for me, it's just a privilege. And yeah. I can only thank God for giving me all the strength to do all this. But as you said, I am a survivor, GBV survivor. And I've experienced chronic pain. Last week I attended my spine clinic at Tigerberg, and they told me they can do another operation on my lower back, but the risks are very high. And I said to them, this is now with the last MRI that they did in December. And I said to the doctor, you know what? No. I'm so happy for the laminectomy that you did on my neck, which has relieved and gave life back to the left part of my body. But no, I'd rather endure the pain than having the risk of landing in a wheelchair after you told me in the beginning of 2018 you're not supposed to walk. Sure. You're supposed to be in a wheelchair if we look at your x-rays and your MRIs. And he said to me, it's a very, very wise decision. But then he said to me, but we need to help you at least to manage your pain. And you're doing a wonderful job. And I said to him, you know what? Multitasking and doing fulfilling my own personal passions by keeping myself busy. I cannot sit still. That is why I cannot risk it now to go and sit in a wheelchair and feel frustrated. Mm-mm. How long am I going to be able to survive then? Because for me, it's good, and I love it to be busy, and I love it too. I've got so many skills cooped up inside myself, and I want to give back to the community, to our young ones, and to the women, and those who are also cancer survivors, GBV especially. That is why I was very privileged to be given the opportunity to go for a training course in the GBV Femicide 100 Days Challenge coaching training in Johannesburg. Sure. And, it is also in line with the National Strategic Plan from the government.
Yeah.
The government is part of this whole thing. We work with a World of Impact, and the Ford Foundation is actually the main sponsor with it as well. But to be able to be there and to send out my voice even more to help the voiceless, for me that is so heartwarming, and it fulfills me as a person to be able to do something about the fact that I'm a GBV survivor. You cannot just be a survivor and do nothing.
Yeah.
And that is the word that I want to send out there to survivors. You can do something by coping with your PTSD. Do something. Find your passion inside of yourself and the skills, that you have, your personal skills. And that is where the art therapy also came in, where I also started to walk a road as an artist to be able to create the murals in Jamestown Library and to donate it to the, because it's not always about the money. Because I always say, my daughter always says, you know what, my mom will never have money, because when she has it, then she
give it
for the people who needs it around her, and because that is how I am. Because I always say, if I die now, I can take nothing with me, but at least I can leave a legacy, and that is so much bigger. And that is, and I cope because when I'm busy with the art, when I'm busy with my GBV sessions or workshops and busy with working with the children's programs, the holiday programs with the EBOS Heritage in Stellenbosch, that is also what I'm doing during the school holidays, I forget about the pain.
Yeah.
Because it's even worse when I go to sleep, because now I'm quiet. Then I'm very much aware, and I don't know how to lay. I told the doctor last week, I've got 8 pillows on my bed to find my way out to settle down. Yeah. And to get up is also, it's a mission. If I sit too long, I prefer to be on my feet most of the times. People can't understand that you're walking with a crutch. You should sit down. Then I say, no, I'm fine.
Mm.
Because I need to be mobile the whole time. And that is how I cope.
But that's why you are so blessed, because you give with an open heart. And if you can see this woman in front of me, she says she's 60, but I can't believe it. She looks 40 to me.
The doctors also have a problem. They say there's something wrong with my ID.
Definitely there's something wrong with your ID. Wow.
But I think it's the Lord, eh? And it's also, it's about your mental health and, you know, and how you live that out, you know, the positiveness. You need to focus on being positive, because that comes out.
Yeah.
And that shows on your face and on your body, or your body exudes that as well.
Charmaine, is there any, or is there no other medical solution to manage or lessen that chronic pain that you have?
Well, the doctors did offer now that what they're referring me now to the pain clinic at
Heidelberg.
I wasn't even aware they have a pain clinic.
No.
And I also go to, I'm an outpatient at TC Newman Day Hospital. And I also now and then I get acupuncture there, but it's not always possible, you know, the state funds are not making that possible all the time. But I always say, if I only have it once a year, it's already good for me, because it relieves so much pressure within the muscles and the nerves, you know, and it helps a lot. And then I get physiotherapy also, but that is also minimal. So what they're going to do now at the pain clinic, they're going to help see how they can support me even more.
Okay.
To how to deal, physically to deal with the pain, I think, especially when I go to sleep.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I need to take a sleeping pill.
Yeah.
If it's too much, you know.
Yeah.
And sometimes I have to take pain medication. I get chronic pain medication, but it's not good to take that all day long, you know, every day. So I only take it when it's absolutely necessary, when the sweat are pouring down my face and I can't take the pain anymore.
Charmaine, just brief us on some of the projects, the many projects you completed so far.
Yeah, I've done a lot.
Yeah.
But Marula Media recently did an article about the things I do. And, you know, on Saturday when I went into the Desert Dorpie Museum in Stellenbosch, and I realized I didn't even tell them that I was one of the... I work with the Stellenbosch Museum as well, and I actually managed to help Professor Burden to put Klapmuts' history in the Dorpie Museum, you know, in 2022. So that is one of the things. I'm very open-minded.
Yes.
I do not limit myself, whatever, because even with the housing projects, when the people there in Klapmuts in Merchant and Bell Street struggle to get their title deeds, I helped them, and within 7 months they got their title deeds.
Yeah.
Because, you know, because of the fact that I used to work for the government, so I knew little certain things that they had to focus on to make it work and to have to have a solution at the end of the day. So I guided them. So I'm not limited, and then I also work with a school holiday program that children are very dear to my heart. And I also, that is now with the EBOS Heritage Program, and we do like cultural and sport, like drama, music, and we have added kidpreneurs programs last year as well, which we are going to take forward this year. And every year is a theme.
Yeah.
The previous year was like the World the Olympics, and last year we had Space Olympics. This year we have Fairy I'll call it Olympics. So they're going to go. Sprookies.
Yeah.
So they will be able to express themselves in dancing, in singing.
Wow, beautiful.
And, storytelling, poetry, etc. So it's very, you know, for me, it's like exciting. It's So there's
very much exciting.
Not a chance to be, you know, to sit back. And then, yeah, I also work with social development, Stellenbosch Social Development, with child protection programs as well. They include me there also. And then I will also continue. My focus is to reach out now to Boland College in Stellenbosch.
Yeah.
Because last year I did a workshop on the do's and don'ts of GBV, because they asked me about that. So this year, because I also in my thesis or, you know, the course, the short course that I've done, they applauded me for the fact that I brought to them, to the table, that, you know, it's important to prepare that student after the day he or she graduate, because they don't even have it in mind that I might experience any form of harassment in the workplace when I go out, you know, into a career. So, now that is the topic that I will take to the college, and we will workshop that. And the head, they also asked me to have a little therapy, you know, art therapy session with the lecturers as well. So I'm looking forward to that. And, yeah, and I love it. And also I'm buying my own kiln this year with the support of my family, my sister in Germany. She's sponsoring it. So I will be able to start making my own, you know,
a lot of plans
as well. Besides that, I'm busy with Nicolette Villiers at Press Art, you know, supporting her and, you know, producing some ceramics for her market and for exports. So I'm very excited about that. And the last year you spoke to me, you interviewed me about the mural.
Yeah.
So I've written a children's book. So whatever.
Wow.
On that, the mural, the story with the animals and etc. The library, during library week, I presented the, you know, I read the story to them and they are crazy about it. They want the audiobook. Yes.
Charmaine, what are your plans for 2026?
My plans for 2026 is to carry on being positive and go on and do it. And I'm, I've just registered now, me and another two ladies. We're doing a leadership course at Stellenbosch University for this year. This is helping to empower others as well, you know.
Yes.
Keeping their arms also up as they keep mine up. So it's not about myself. It's about what I can do for others. And the main thing is stay positive, find something to do, and always push forward. Mind over matter. MOM stands for mind over matter. And if you keep that in mind, you can do anything with the Lord's help.
What is that one word that you can leave of encouragement today for our listeners?
Resilience.
Wow.
Stay resilient, like the beautiful protea. For me, that flower exudes resilience. And if you're resilient, you can face and you can overcome anything.
Yeah.
And also take this with you. Don't be afraid, just believe. Mark 5, verse 36. Take that with you and you'll be able to manage anything.
Oh. Thank you very much, Charmaine. Always an honor and a privilege to have you in studio. And yeah, we're going to have you again because you are always busy with something new and we have to keep up to date with all your activities. But yeah, all of the best for 2026. And yeah, we keep an eye on where can people follow you or go look at what you are busy with on social media.
They can follow me. I've got a WhatsApp channel that's been updated on a weekly basis, and that is Charmaine Speak Up. You can just go there and then you'll see what I'm busy with, and I'm trying to update the other channels, but that one is updated every day. So there you can follow me there, and I will fill you in what I'm doing, because we still busy setting up my website, which when I come back I will share
that will be up and running.
Yes,
you must have an awesome day. Thank you for having you in studio today.
Thank you, Michelle. And thank you, everybody out there. Have a blessed and beautiful day further.